May it please the board.
And you may proceed with In Re Interest of Cedric T.
My name is Hazel Rodriguez. I am an attorney with Legal Aid of Nebraska. We represent the appellant in this action, Ms. Natasha Drapeau. This is a case for termination of parental rights. Ms. Drapeau has four children, Deshaun, Dontavian, Brianna, and Cedric. Cedric, which is the oldest child, will be 15 coming up in February. The state's petition includes several allegations for termination of parental rights under Nebraska Revised Statutes, Section 43-292. We have addressed each one of those allegations in our written brief in detail. One of the grounds for termination is that the children have been placed out of the home for 15 out of the last 22 months. Because we're not contending that that's the case, and we understand that you do not have to look at the other grounds, my focus today and the few minutes that I have is the best interest argument as well as the lack of evidence on part of the state. It's clear that under these circumstances, the case must be proven by clear and convincing evidence. And that is a firm belief that the trier of fact has to have a firm belief of conviction that the facts that have to be proven, in fact, have been proven. The Supreme Court has also made clear that when you're analyzing just subsection 7, higher courts have to be particularly diligent in their de novo review of the best interest argument. I respectfully submit to you that how can you find, by clear and convincing evidence, that the state has proven the case when you don't know the circumstances of these children? Best interests cannot be set up in a vacuum. The state wants you to focus on Ms. Drapeau's shortcomings. They want you to focus on her lack of compliance or perfect compliance with the case plan. They want you to see everything that she has or has not done up to the point where the juvenile court reaches the decision to terminate parental rights. However, when it comes to the state's burden of proof, they just want you to take a few months or part of the months. They don't want you to look at whether or not there is sufficient evidence as to what happened from the beginning of the case up to the end of the case with regards to all the children. We are dealing with a case where we have one of the most fundamental rights of a parent, which is the care, custody, and control of a child. And it has been held that proof of best interest by clear and convincing evidence have to be of circumstances that are so compelling and so pertinent to best interest as one of those other grounds enumerated under subsection 43-292. If you do not know all the children's circumstances, how can you determine what is in that child's best interest? Let me make my point clear by referring to the situation with Dontavian Drapeau. Dontavian had been in 7 different placements while in the care of the state. He started being placed in Jord. During the time that he was in Jord, there was no visitation provided to his mother. The only evidence the state presented was the testimony and some evidence for Mr. Mike Keaty, who was a therapist that had some few sessions with the family for a few months. There is no evidence as to what happened to Dontavian after he stopped seeing Mr. Keaty. During February 2008, Mr. Keaty was raising concerns about the state's lack of case management, as well as the foster parent for Dontavian canceling visitation. By May of 2008, he has stopped seeing Dontavian. The record indicates that Dontavian saw at least 2 other therapists after that. By the time of the termination, he was placed at Boys Town. There is no evidence that was presented from any of those therapists that treated the child, the relationship they have with Mr. Paul. There is no evidence about what the treatment was at Boys Town, what his desires with regards to the relationship with his mother was. So clearly, the state has presented very little to no evidence upon you to know the circumstances of this child to say that it is in the best interest to terminate parental rights.
The problem that I'm having, I understand your argument, and I think you make a good point, but wasn't the evidence pretty clear that the mother has not gotten herself into a position that she could take these children back and provide them with a stable home?
Well, I believe the evidence at the time of the termination was that Ms. Drapeau had moved to Iowa to live with her mother. which he felt was a safe and stable environment. I don't believe that you can assume that because you're living with a relative that that is not an unstable situation. She testified that she was she had completed a drug and alcohol evaluation. She was looking to start treatment. She had had some temporary jobs. So if you look, I understand that you have to look at the mother, but also I believe you have to look at what are the circumstances of those children.
I understand your point with that, but let's keep focused on the mother just for a few minutes, and I'll let you go back to focusing on the children. But the mother has had a considerable length of time to try to get things under control. Is that not true?
That is correct. However,
and the children have been out of the home for at least 15 of the last 22 months.
That is correct.
So it all comes down to, is it better to allow the mother to attempt to rehabilitate herself, to allow the children to come back with her, or is it better to bring this to an end, to give the children an opportunity to find some closure to this and move on? Isn't that, aren't those the options at that point?
Well, I think it's, the Supreme Court has made clear that the mere passage of time or the fact that they have been out of the home 15 out of the last 22 months does not prove parental unfitness.
I understand it, but I also said that she's been unable to put herself in a position to properly take care of these kids. At least that's what I understand the evidence to be.
Well, when you look at that, and I dispute that that's completely true, I think that she had made some progress. She certainly participated in treatment and had some compliance with court services.
But after she completed the treatment, she again had her problems, didn't she?
Well, the evidence was, and this was not refuted, that she had maintained her sobriety since August of 2008 when she had moved to Iowa to live with her mother. And when you look at what is to be gained for these children, we're talking about Cedric and Brianna are 14 years old. Cedric is almost 15. They have established relationship with their mother. They live with her prior to the state's involvement. They certainly know their mother. So the state's plan was a guardianship with a paternal grandmother in Louisiana. If you look at what evidence was presented, other than the two therapists that treated the children several months prior to the termination, there is no evidence presented about those children's situation in Louisiana, what services they were receiving. The only testimony we have is the caseworker saying they were doing okay. However, on cross-examination, she also admitted that Cedric had to be hospitalized because of his behaviors. So I believe that you also need to look at what is it to be gained for terminating parental rights on this mother with two old children that clearly know her, had a relationship with her, that are going to be placed with family on a guardianship. With regards to Tashawn, the core of the state's case is the testimony of Dr. Corey Davis about the services that he received during her tenure. However, there is no clear indication that you can use that to terminate parental rights because Ms. Rapport never received services. She could not express an opinion about Ms. Rapport's ability to parent the child or meet the needs. So again, we argue that there is insufficient evidence on part of the state.
Good morning.
Please the court. My name is Jenna Venom. I represent the state of Nebraska, the appellee in this case. First, I'd ask the court to affirm the lower court's decision, and I just want to address a couple of the points made by the appellant. I guess I have two questions. Number one is, how long do we wait for the mother to put herself in a position to parent these children? And the second is, what progress are we really looking at? There is evidence that she completed a treatment program in 2007. Since that time, she's relapsed. Since that time, she's not followed the treatment program that was set out for her. The appellant says that there's no evidence that she's had any relapse since August of 2008, which I dispute. She had a conviction for an alcohol-related offense. She's living in Iowa. There's no ability to know what she's doing while she's there. She's had no visits with the children, and she's not around to make any progress. I think the question...
Excuse me, counsel. Has she had any visits with the children during the past year?
She has not.
Or a year before the hearing?
I'm sorry?
A year before the hearing on the termination.
She did not. She, the last contact with any of the children was approximately June 12th of 2008. We finished this trial in June of 2009. No contact, no evidence of any contact with the children. So what can be gained by a termination of parental rights? Permanency and stability. What's going to be lost? nothing. At this point, there's no contact with the children, so I'm not sure how finding permanency in another place means that something is lost for the children. The state, I think it's been acknowledged that, and the appellant is conceding that the children were out of home 15 out of 22 months. The lower court also found on all of the other allegations that the state met that burden by clear and convincing evidence, including best interests. I think that the basis for those were three things: sobriety, consistency, and stability. The appellant was not able to show consistent sobriety throughout this case. She was not able to maintain any consistency with compliance with the court orders, including visitation with her children, and she was never able to get herself into a stable position to reassume custody of those children. And at this point, we're just asking this court to allow these children to reach some sort of permanency. It's clear that we cannot wait forever for the mother to get to that point. If they have that ability, I'm asking that you affirm this termination so that these children can have permanent, stable, forever homes. Thank you.
How much rebuttal time remains?
She has a minute 44.
With regards to the alcohol issue, I think the only evidence, and this happened at the beginning of August of 2008, just right after Ms. Drapeau had moved to Iowa, is that there was an open container in a vehicle and she was a passenger in that vehicle. There is no evidence that she had ingested that alcohol or that that alcohol was hers. Obviously, the state had access to that conviction and questioned her about it at the termination trial. I'm sure if they have any other evidence regarding any other alcohol-related or any other criminal issue, they would have brought it up, and they did not. In terms of,
excuse me, counsel, was the evidence on that there was only one open container, or was the evidence that each of the individuals in the vehicle had an open container?
I believe the evidence was that my client was cited among with other individuals because there was an open container in the vehicle. I don't believe it was clear that there was anything more than just one open container. With regards to the visitation, I don't believe that it's fair to say that there is nothing to be lost or that a mother has abandoned her children when her visitation was suspended by the court. The visits were suspended by the court, and the county attorney filed a termination of parental rights. Given the difficulties she had with the apartment in the past, it's really reasonable to assume that at that point she was not going to get her visits reinstated. So I don't believe that that is a fair argument to make, that somehow because her visitation was suspended, you now should not consider reestablishing that relationship with the children. She had the ability, and she had proven to have the ability when she moved to a more safe and stable and supportive environment to be successful.
Thank you very much. The cause is submitted and counsel are excused. Next case on the docket is In Re